just a little bit tonight. I'm going to grab one of these mics, so yellow. I'm not going to try to take too much time myself. Have Dan, he was able to be there that night. Ben was there that morning that night. Tim helped out, but he said he's not going to say anything. That's fine. And then Brooke and Chelsea. Chelsea's not, but Brooke and Chelsea's going to speak. And Brooke and Avery. So don't want to steal anybody's spotlight. I want to thank you, church family, for the ones that came that night. Were able to. Pretty much what that was just a celebration. Not really trying to give the kids an emotional drive or anything like that, but it was a pretty intense night. A lot of hypeness going on as well, but I think a lot of decisions were made personally in the kids' lives, and I'm just praying that that'll be a driving force. The Holy Spirit will just lead their lives and use them in a great way. Pretty much, See the Pole is going international. The history, if you got on See the Pole's website, you would find the history of See the Pole, but you really wouldn't hear a story like we heard. There is a lady by the name of Kelly Hollowell. She is an eighth grade teacher at Caledonia. And she's from Texas, and she was part of a youth group that kind of helped initiate See the Pole. Pretty much what happened was it was Disciple Now time, and back then, Disciple Now, a lot of churches did Disciple Now in the fall, and some still do, but they were doing Disciple Now. A lot of things were going on in their community. The schools were predominantly white around that area, and her school for sure was, there were no blacks, no Hispanics, anything like that. And what was going on was the schools were fixing to change, and they knew that it was going to cause a lot of problems. It wasn't the youth groups or the churches or the pastors that had problems with it, but they knew their community, and they knew that it was going to cause a lot of problems. So what they began to do, the students at the Disciple Now, when they got home that night, they went to their host homes. They started praying for their schools because they didn't want any problems. So there were already teachers that were taking leave because they were stressing out, because they were afraid there were going to be fights and wars, race wars in the schools. There were parents talking about they were going to pull their kids out of schools. And these kids didn't want this to happen. They wanted God to be glorified. And so they began to pray. Well, 11, 12 o'clock that night, several of them decided to go out through their community and go to three different schools and pray at the flagpole. The reason they went to the flagpole, because that was the only place with light at the school, at these schools during this time. Isn't that pretty cool? So they ended up at the flagpole, and so they began to pray. Well, after that, the youth pastor, one of the main youth pastors in that area, eventually took it to the state convention, and then before you know it, it became widespread, See at the Pole. So that's a little history on See at the Pole. It's pretty neat meeting somebody that was at the very beginning of something like that. I don't know Miss Hollowell that well. I'm hoping to get to know her a little better since she's in charge of FCA in the middle school. I guess there's good and bad about everybody, but I'm telling you, this lady, just talking with her one-on-one last couple weeks, she has heart for your students if they go to Caledonia, and she prays for them because she remembers vividly being their age. And she remembers the hardships, but she also remembers the call that God placed on her life to pray. And she continues to do that from that time. This year's theme was Awaking. And pretty much what See the Pole was trying to do, the council was trying to throw out a theme that would try to wake the students up, wake leaders up, wake the schools up, but ultimately wake the pole up, because they felt like that this event was going downhill, that no one was participating anymore. And I'll be honest with you, Caledonia, and I'm not going to mention the number, but Caledonia, out of the Golden Triangle, Caledonia High School, Middle School had the most out of the Golden Triangle at the poll this year. And that was pretty impressive, praying. I'm talking about Columbus High and all these others that you know, and it's not necessarily, you know, trying to beat anybody else, but I thought it was pretty cool that that happened. But that's the theme, awaken. And so that was what we were trying to push for our students to kind of like the scripture talks about, wake, O sleeper. You know, I mean, it's time to rise up. It's time to continue going on and continue to fight the fight. And that's pretty much what we've been trying to pour into our students individually as these youth workers. You saw the verse go by pretty fast. I did that on purpose because I was trying to make the video go a little faster. But the scripture was Ephesians 3:14 through 21. For this reason, I bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named, that according to the riches of his glory, he may grant you to be strengthened with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you being rooted and grounded in love may have strength to comprehend with all the saints, that is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with all fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly than all that we can ask or think, according to the power that works within us, to him be glory in the church in Christ Jesus through all generations, forever and ever. And that was the scripture. And just knowing that we can do all things through Christ who gives us strength, you know, that gets run in the ground a lot. But knowing that there is a power that is far greater than us. And that's what I want our students to know. That's what I want my children to know. Because that's who ultimately is going to be the leader of their life. And that's who I want to be the leader of their life. So I'm going to turn it over to one of our students, and then we'll let the adults kind of close it out. So, Eeny, Meeny, Miny, Moe, Catch a Tiger by Brooke. You got Avery? Oh, Avery. Look at Avery. I don't know what they're going to say, so if it's unbiblical, just don't fire me. Just play it.
Cast Kevin out. Just play it.
Let me stand up here with you. You good? I'm good. So pretty much what we did was we all got together in the morning and we read some scripture and we sang and we just worshiped, and then we all got in little circles and there were two leaders in each circle. We started and ending praying. In my circle, it was me and Chandler. And I know last year, it pretty much like the person prayed and then went all the way around the circle, and nobody else prayed until the last person. Well, in our circle this year, Chandler started out praying, and then every person in our group prayed. And I know some of those kids in there were really shy, and I wouldn't expected them to do it, but they did, and it made me really happy. So, and then that night was really, really special. Chris Washington, the speaker, he talked about contagious faith, and it was really, like, touching, and it really, like, woke you up, and it was good. I really liked it. So.
Well, like Avery said, we got together Wednesday morning around 7, and we started reading some scripture, and then a few of us got together and we sang some songs and worshiped and broke off into groups, and it was really inspiring what a lot of the students had to say. I didn't know a lot of them were that faithful. And then that night to me was really special. Chris Washington was the guy's name, and he was just talking about walking with contagious faith and how whenever someone comes in contact with you, they should be changed by the way your lifestyle is. And I've had friends personally that have said, oh, you're like holier than thou because you go to church every Sunday. Well, he was like, that's what they're supposed to think, because you're trying to live a holy life and in honor of God, and so don't be ashamed of that. And it's just really inspiring what he had to say, and I think it was really good for our students to be told to, you know, don't be ashamed and live for God, and he has some plans for you, so just keep going.
Okay, well, I got to be privileged to be part of the leadership group. Me and Avery were part of it, and then we brought Chandler, Noah, and Chelsea into it. And so we got to kind of make up the plans for what we would do that morning and that night, and we got to help. It was just really cool. So I got to help my group. Noah was with me in my prayer group, and yeah, there was a lot of people who prayed, and I did not expect that. It was just really cool to see all the students we had there. And everybody would always ask me, what's that shirt you're wearing? Or a shirt you're wearing? And I'd just be like, I see you at the pole. You should come. And they're like, we'll see. But that night was really cool because I got to see a lot of people that I didn't expect to see there. But I was surrounded by fellow believers. So I wasn't afraid. I wasn't shy. I was just like, I'm doing this for the glory of God. And I got to introduce a drama group. That's what I did. But it was just really cool seeing all the kids there just worshiping. And the speaker, he talked about contagious faith. And when he first said that, I thought of whenever you have a big illness, one person in your family, like my family, if somebody has an illness, everybody is going to get it eventually. And I just thought that's a cool way to think about it. Just one person can spread, and it can spread like wildfire throughout the school. So I enjoyed it very much.
We'll say something real fast, and then I'll let Ben and Dan come up. Yeah, that morning we did have a morning rally, and that's where the students went to their flagpole to pray. You had Caledonia, you had New Hope, you had Emmanuel, you had Columbus High, you had Heritage, Victory. I don't think they do that. They might have started that, but you had schools all over doing that, and then a lot of churches did put together rallies that night. So that was the two rallies that we had going on. We had the morning going on, and then we had the night. And like Brooke said, this is student-led. We can plan it, but it's illegal for us to do that at the school. So what we do is we meet with them on the side, the students, a couple weeks prior, and we ask them what they would like to do, and we show them video tutorials and things like that they could pick and choose from. And they pretty much plan it. And we, you know, we're there. The adults are there. And we are pointing and telling them what to do and where to go. But for the most part, this is a student-led event. And so I was really proud of our students stepping up. And hopefully more, we'll have more next year. So, but anyways, Ben and Dan.
First off, I want to say that something that hadn't been pointed out here, and Brad purposefully omitted the number of students that were there. It was about 160 students there that morning. That's 160 teenagers. How many of you have ever been a teenager or are a teenager? Raise your hand. All right. So I see some people didn't raise their hand, and I think you're lying. But teenagers really like one thing, and it's been my experience, and that's sleep. This morning rally was more than just, oh, we're going to miss a little bit of homeroom or first period or whatever to have this. It wasn't a convenient time. It was at 7 a.m. And if you were a teenager at some point in time, you remember that 7 a.m. was really, really early for you to get to school. So these students, 160 of them, showed up. And they showed up and they planned for it ahead of time. And they got there early to school. Whoever wanted to be early to school? And we're not talking about 5 or 10 minutes, you know. I think, what time does the first bell ring? 7:40, 7:42 for the middle school. You're talking about 40 minutes early for school so they could come to this, so they could gather together and pray at the school with all their friends, with people watching them. You know, it's making a witness to their friends. They went out of their way for this. Of course, I got up, and I took Abigail and Amelia, and that's the reason I went, because I felt like they needed to be a part of this. When I was a teacher at Caledonia, and Brad mentioned some of this there, this is not a adult-led, this is not a teacher-led event. As a matter of fact, when I was a teacher there, we had faculty meetings leading up to this, and one of the things that was pointed out to us is we were encouraged not to participate as teachers because this was something that is done completely outside of the boundaries of the school. It's not something that the school can necessarily endorse, and that's really a shame. But in spite of that, I want to say again, 160 teenagers showed up at school 40 minutes early to pray. So the event does have a lasting effect. And it was really evident with the prayers that these kids said. I was in one of the circles. You might have seen me in the video. I had blue shoes on. They prayed for their teachers. They prayed for the administration. And they prayed for their students, their peers. And it was just a very, very moving event to be involved in. It's the first time I'd ever been to one. As I said before, when I was a teacher, we were encouraged not to go. And so I did not go because it was a student-led, student-run event. And the youth leaders that were there, like Brad and some of the others from a couple of other churches, they were very hands-off. They didn't come up and speak. They didn't come up and try to organize anything. They were there merely as support. One of the things that surprised me, of course, is I go up there and I don't know anybody because I haven't been teaching at Caledonia for a long time. And Brad is like a celebrity. I don't know if y'all have noticed this. But I get there and I see Brad and he's talking with people I don't know. I don't know these teenagers. And then another group comes up and starts talking to him. And it's just like constantly people are coming to see Brad and talk to Brad. I was like, he's the most popular guy on campus here. This is amazing. And it really shows that Brad has an impact not just on the teenagers and youth and the students that we have here at this church, but he has an impact on the youth and the youth leaders at other churches. I don't want to turn this into a Brad's a really great guy. You know, I'm not trying to sell him to you, but I think that, you know, the Lord is working through him. And it's really evident in activities like this where it's not just our children who are being touched by God through his actions. It's the children of the community. It's the children from other churches that are experiencing this. And I just want to say, I know he put a lot of work into it. The video that you saw there, Brad made that. He organized a lot of the event, what was taking place there. I just want to say that I know that he put a lot into it, and I'm very proud of how he did and how he handled it and the good turnout that the students had and the fact that everyone's heart who was there to glorify God in a public school campus where God is so often pushed away. And it was just, you should have been there. You should have been there. All right, that's all I got to say.
Well, I didn't prepare anything. I didn't go to the morning rally. I did go to the evening. What I did was I showed up at the middle school gym at 6 o'clock. Is that right? And I witnessed, how many was there? 208 kids, guys. Kids, people, young adults alike, gathering in a public school to worship God. I mean, it was truly amazing. Had the guest speaker, Chris Washington, gave his testimony, which was unreal. It's oftentimes, I think we do the same thing. He said that he got ready to kill himself at one point and asked God for a sign just to stay here. And he said not once, not twice, but three times. I mean, how often do we do the same thing? God, I just need to just tell me something. And we're not looking for it. And then afterward, like I said, it was a pure 2 hours worth of worship. I mean, we sang songs. We listened to him witness. We listened to him preach. And the kids were participating. I mean, there are times where I come here and we don't participate as much as these kids were. And, hey, when it was over with, let me tell you what this does. Hey, we got ready to leave. And I was actually kind of worried that Reed wasn't paying attention. And as we got ready to leave, he goes, you know what? I got this friend who, man, he must be a really good friend. I said, why is that? Because like I said, I was fixing to get him about not paying attention. He said, hey, John Curtis asked if I was saved. And when he did, he busted out in tears. Guys, this kid is 9 years old. And he's asking other kids, you know, are you saved? I mean, this is what this kind of stuff does. It spreads. And that's what we need to do. Guys, we can't just leave the God here confined to these walls of the church. We have to reach out to others just like they're doing. And I pray that it doesn't stop. I looked around. I saw, 10, 12 of our church members there. And it was exciting that we came out to participate in that too. I mean, like I said, we can't leave God confined to the walls of this church. So that's all I had to say.
We'll turn it over to the pastor. But again, I just want to say thank you. The public school, again, we were there that night. It's not normal, and they don't allow you to come in there. So Ms. Hollowell sponsored the night event so we could have access to the building. If not, we would have had to go through this long mess and had to rent it and go through the school board and all that stuff. But Ms. Hollowell said, you know what, I'll sponsor this event, FCA, and we were able to get in the schools and pray inside the school. So I thought that was pretty cool. That's it. Thank you.
Outstanding.
Thank you, Brett. Why don't you go put it back? Well, what a great night this has been. Teenagers, great job. I want to know, do we not have any guys that want to say anything that were there? What's the deal? Chandler, nothing. Not even a shout out. See you at the poll, huh? Okay, man, I'm going to quit pressing you in front of everybody. Well, I want to thank y'all so much for your support of our youth ministry. And of course, you know, I used to be a youth minister, so I can definitely relate to everything that the teenagers said tonight. You know, especially knowing that they're in a public school system, that irregardless of how wonderful we think the public school system is, the fact of the matter is they don't let God in. It basically is humanistic and atheistic in its philosophy. So the fact that we are allowed for our students to bring the gospel on the campus and to have things like See You at the Poll and to have ministers and parents and a church that supports those things, I think is absolutely wonderful. So as far as I'm concerned, as long as I'm pastor here, everything that we can do, Brad, you know my heart on that. I'm full-fledged. We'll do it as often as we can, everywhere we can, for as long as we can. Amen? Amen. Okay, Randy, why don't y'all come up? We'll have a closing song and open the altar if anybody wants to come down and